Okay, so I want to deal with one and maybe 2 points if we get to it. The first one is a very bizarre shita of Rashi, which I think I mentioned in passing a few weeks ago, or maybe I didn't even. It comes up in many places in Shas. So while we will see that some of the Achronim try to deny its existence, that's hard. It comes up in Rashi, Chulin, Daf Pei, Pei Vav, Chav Gimel, Yuvamos, Tzadi Tet, Kof Aleph, Sanhedrin, Pei Tet. It's hard to deny this Rashi exists. But we all wish...
Does Rashi write the same thing over and over again?
Yes, Rashi writes the same, makes the same point in all these places. And that's Rashi, who has a very surprising sheet about Hasra'as Safek. So, here we'll look at one from this parak, and one from the next parak, okay? So, look at Daf Pei. So, if you remember on Daf Pei, we were talking about all the Sfekos cases of Tayish Abalatzviya and Tviya Abalatayish and all those mixed cases, remember that? So Rashi are there, if you open up, Rashi, Divrei Masal B'Tayish Abalatzviya Ula Isura. So what's going on in the Gemara? Right? Peyam and Aleph, yeah. Right, so the Gemara had said, we were talking about the Kamifkli B'Sevim V'il Mikseh, Lin Yosef and Izbeno, Mishkachel Abein B'Tayish Haba'al Atzviya, Bein B'Tayish Haba'al Atiyasha. So the Gemara says, B'Tayish Haba'al Atzviya, Uli Isura, right? B'Isura and not what? Isura Lafuke what? People, this is Pei, come on. Isura Lafuke? Malkus.
Yeah.
Right, meaning it's usher, misafek, or partially usher, whatever. So it's usher, but you don't get malchus. There are banan, savri, dilma, choshin, lezera, av, sev, afilu, mixes, amrinan, vi, usher. Those are in he, nami, tachashin, lezera, av, sev, afilu, mixes, lo, amrinan, betzviya, balatiyasha, ulim, malchus. Right, but if it's a tzviya, balatiyasha, so then it'll be malchus. But by tayish, about tzviya, since it's a safek, because it depends on choshin, lezera, av, right, whether the tayish will express itself in the animal, so it's a suffix, so it is usher me. It's usher, but it's not malchus. Okay? So if I asked you, why don't you get malchus? Tell me, why don't you get malchus?
Because it's only derabanan.
Not derabanan, because?
Because
suffix what? Suffix? Suffix yisr. Suffix yisr, right? Rashi. B'tayish haba al hatzviya ula isura. Ba'alma, in general, kamri abana de noheg. V'aser l'shochda v'nekeva haba min atayish v'atzviya im benat mishum shema choshishen v'ika mikstas seh. So in general, Rabbanan say that it's aser to shecht the female who comes from atayish and atzviya with her son because we might be choshed. Rabbanan is lo mikstas seh aval malchus leka, but there's no malchus. The shema ain't choshishen because maybe we're not choshed l'zerav, right? So far, we're clear? Yeah? V'afil mikseh leka, and if we hold ein choshen l'zera, there isn't even mikseh. Hilka havyela, now read me the next words. Hilka havyela, hasra safek below shema hasra, v'ein malchus below hasra. The reason you don't get malchus is because hasra safek lo shema hasra. Right? Now this is a real problem, because as all the Achronim point out, why don't you get malchus here?
Because
it's a suffix isur, not a suffix hasra. Right? A claim of a suffix hasra is, I don't know whether you're going to violate, so when I give you hasra, right? Classic case, no sir. Right? I can't have, I say, don't eat, well, it might be other problems, shavi al-tasa, whatever, but we'll take that for example for a moment. Right? Don't not eat this food now because you will violate no sir. And the answer is, how do you know? Maybe I'll eat it in an hour. Right? Maybe I'll eat it in 2 hours. Right? Or, don't eat that food, right? Because it might, right? Because
it might be asur.
Well, that's safek yisura, right? The first case, right? Hasra safek, right? Where I don't know whether you're going to violate, right? When I give the hasra, but that's not the problem here. The problem here is safek yisura. If you turn to Daf Pei Vav, you'll see that Rashi says it again, right? Rashi Pei Vav and Aleph. Let's open it up. One second. Mm-hmm. There you go. Pay. Vav Amud Aleph. One second. Right. I think that's where it is. Rashi. Yeah, Shana Sofeg. Right. So what's going on in the Mishnah? Let's read the Mishnah first. Right. So the Mishnah says, right, this will skip to what we're doing, you know, next week. Or you started this parak, right? You're not as far as Beva, but okay. Chayr showed the Vikatan Sheshach the Vachem Roan Osam. If a Chayr showed the Vikatan Shecht, and other people see them Shecht, Chayav Lechasos, so then you have to cover the blood, Beinan Levin Atzman, but if they Shecht when no one's around, Patrim Lechasos. Because we assume they didn't do a good Shechita, and if you didn't do a good Shechita, you're not Chayvin Kisvei Adam. If someone else is watching them and instructing them, then it might be a good Shechita, and therefore you have to do Kisvei. Vechen Lenin Osav Esbenau. And the same as Osav Esbenau, right? This now, right, throws us back to our first parak. Sheshachdu v'achir ronas on asal ishchar achir and benan levin atzman. If other people see, guide them and see them shecht, so then it's sort of good shechita, or at least potentially a good shechita, and therefore you have the halachos of Osav Esbenau apply. Remeir matir ishchar achirayan. Remeir allows shechting, Venan Levin Atzman, Remeir Matil Shechot Acharayan, he's not even Choshesh, if they shecht it by themselves with no one guiding them, Chom Osrim. The Chom say to Osir, but Modim Shem Shachat Shein Osovik is Arbaim. Now, simple read in the Mishnah, why don't you get Malkus? Because it's a?
Safeg
Isser.
Yeah.
Right, because we don't know whether it was a good Shechita. If it was a good Shechita, so then what?
Then you would need.
If it was a bad one, then it wouldn't. Rashi says, Shein Osofeg, again, Shasra Safeki, because only Hasra Safeg. And again, all the Achronim jump on Rashi. What? So some Achronim simply deny that Rashi said it and say, yes, that it's a bad Girsa. It's not Hasra Safeg, it's Averat Safeg. The problem is, as I said, this appears in six places at least in Shas and Rashi. It is not a mistake. Rashi means it. Right? Rashi says it many times in Shas. Now, let's just set up the problem first. Let's just make sure we have it, right? We have several cases. Again, these are the two that are in our prakim, so we'll focus on these. Right, the first one is a case of a Safeg Choshen Lozer Av, so we don't know whether the Isser of Osav Esbenau applies. Second one is also Osav Esbenau. We're not sure whether there was a good Shechita, therefore, we're not sure whether the Isser of Osav Esbenau would apply. Rashi, in both cases, says that the reason you're not punished is because Hasra Safeg Lashmei Hasra. And the obvious question that all the Achronim ask is, what do you mean Hasra Safeg Lashmei Hasra? That might be true, but it's irrelevant. The issue at hand is not Hasra Safeg. Right? It's not that you're Vaday violating an Isser, but when I gave the Hasra, it was a bad Hasra. The problem is that the Isser itself is a Safek, right? That's a much bigger problem than Hasra Safek. So, let's logically lay out the possibilities of what we can do to solve this Rashi. So one, the very easy logical possibility is the one that many of the Achronim take in the Masar Sashas notes, which is to deny it, right? Lo hayu dvarim me'olam, Rashi never said it. It sounds weird, so it doesn't exist. That would be very convenient. And if Rashi said it in one place, I might be tempted to do it. Two, I think about it. Six, highly unlikely that Rashi had, that there was a mistake in Girsan Rashi in six times over the course of several Masechtos. This is a highly unlikely eventuality. Okay? But that's, you're right, the Masechtos goes, the quote said, as many Achronim suggest this, right, that it is denied. Okay? Now, logically, what are the other possibilities? What?
Rashi has a different definition of
it. Right. So one is to suggest a different definition of Hasra Safek. Right. The other is to, right. We can. What? So, I would say the two logical possibilities would be like this. Right. Either if we're going to accept that Rashi said it, either we assume that he means only Hasra Safek and has a totally different conception of Hasra Safek, or alternatively, he thinks that there's two issues: Avira Safek and Hasra Safek, and there's a nafkamina between them, and he thinks both are true. Right? Yes.
I was going to say something similar to that, and suggest that could it be that there are certain cases where it's the Safek, but the guy can still be Right. That,
so,
then
so
can...
now how would we go about the second one? Let's go with the technical answer first, right? This is, for example, what the Chasam Sofer suggests, right? Which is to say, really, 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 no. Rashi really agrees that the real reason that that the real reason. Oh, okay. On Daf Pei, he says it's a Girsa problem. Fine, but
right,
but. And Daf Pei Vav, the Chasam Sofer, for example, goes in the direction that Netanel is going, and says, no. Rashi really thinks that Hasra Safek is, that the issue at hand is Avera Safek, right? But then he says that, no, what Rashi is saying, he isn't saying that the only problem is Hasra Safek, he's saying there's also a problem of Hasra Safek. What's the Nafkamina, right? She says like this, Umikom Vakom Nirali, nearly nafkusa baza. This is the chasam sofer on peivav. Shem achal echad kezayis mishchitasam. Vishuv shachar hu baatzmo beno shel rishon. The lechaora avra losa say mimanav shach. O mishum nevel. O mishum ozav es beno. Vamenas ptur mishum asra asave kmo behika etze v'chaz behika etze v'chulei. So he said, well, I can construct a case where there will be no Avera Safek, but there will be Asra Safek. And how does that go? Let's say, right, in the case of Peivav, where you have a Chersh of the Vikatan who shech the first animal. And now, Ruvain eats a Kezias of that animal. Okay? So now, did Ruvain violate an Isser, yes or no?
Yes.
Safek.
Safek. No, Safek. The Gemara said Safek. Right? The Chum don't say you get Malkus, it's Lizura, meaning it's Safek. Right? What's the suffix? If the shechita was good, is there an isser?
Yes.
No.
To eat a kezias of the first animal. First animal.
If the
shechita is good, is there an isser to eat from the first animal?
Yes.
The first, second one's not dead yet.
Yeah, no, there's no.
What? No isser, right?
I said no isser.
Good, good, good. Now, if, however, it was a bad shechita, so then what?
Then it's
aser. Aser mishum? Not Safek. Nevela, right? Nevela.
Which is about.
We're Mesupik, whether there's no Isser or there's Nisr Nevela. Now, that same guy, after eating a Kezias, shechs the mother, or shechs the child. So now, did he violate an Isser when he shechted the child? Well, let's try it again. If there was a good Shechita on the first animal, did he violate the Isser?
Yes.
Yes. If there was a bad Shechita?
No.
No. But now, if I look at this case, is there a Vada Yisr?
Yes.
Miman of Shach. If the first Shechita was bad, so then he didn't violate Osav Ovis Beno, but he did violate Nevela. And if the first Shechita was good, so he didn't violate Nevela, but he did violate Osav Ovis Beno. So therefore, Miman of Shach, there's an Isr, but there's Hasra Safek, because you don't know what to give him Hasra on, because you don't know which Isr he violated. Right? So the Chasam Sofer suggests very cleverly that it could be, now it may not work in all cases, right, but this would be a direction, let's say, to take, which is to say that no, really Rashi thinks that the issue at hand is Avera Safek. He's adding the problem of Asra Safek to include cases that there's no Isser, there's no Safek Isser, there's just a Safek Asra, to say there's two problems here, Asra Safek and Safek Isser, and therefore, even if I could be Boker one of them, you still wouldn't get Malkus. He gives another suggestion. Inami yesh lomar im shachtu v'achirim ra'u. If he shechted, if they shechted it, and other people did see it, v'halchu lahem, v'lo sha'al num ishachtu shapir, but then the original people who saw the chir shod v'katan shecht left, and you didn't ask them, was it a good shechita or no, ishachtu shapir lo, v'shagat zeh ben acharav b'hasra'a, and then you shecht the second animal behasra, v'shuv chazru haroim, and then the original people come back, v'amru shapir shachit, and said that the first shechita was good, so there's a vada yisr, but there's hasra safek, because when you gave the hasra, you didn't know whether the first shechita was good or not. Kamakom in the locker, definitely hasra safek. Okay? So, one direction to take, and again, we could go through all the cases in Shas and try to figure out some clever lumdas to figure it out, is to say that no, really, Rashi doesn't have a different conception at all of Safek Isser. He thinks that or of Hasra Safek. He thinks Hasra Safek means exactly what it means everywhere else in Shas, which is, when I give Hasra, I don't know whether you're violating the Isser. The reason he invokes Hasra Safek is to say that there's two problems, Isser Safek and Hasra Safek, and there's nafkaminas between them, and therefore you won't get malchus even in more expansive cases. With me so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What? Now the other direction to take is to do what? Right? Is to change the understanding. Now again, there are multiple formulations of where you could come up with this, right? You could, you know, for example, right? You could say, since there's a machlokas in Daf Pei, right? It's totally in a machlokas. Do we paskin Seu Miktaseh and Chayshin Lazarav? We could, in theory, have the Bezdin be machria. Mitaras Vadai, that we paskin Chayshin Lazar Av Mitaras Vadai. Right? So then, post facto, it will turn out that it was an Isser. Right? But again, Hasra Asavik, and this, that type of answer could work in other cases. Right? So we can suggest different answers. But if we want to go a fundamental way, so then, right, we can try, and this is not really, right? it's hard to figure it out. So I'll give two suggestions. Now let's take the fundamental approach. Let's say maybe Rashi really means what he says, straight, right? Pshuto kamashmo, that the problem here is Hasra Safek.
And you change the meaning of
right? So now we have to maybe re-understand what we mean Hasra Safek. So I'll give you two explanations. One comes from, if anyone knows the website, the Daf, dafyomi.co.il. It's a nice website to know. Good website, actually very nice. And the person who writes for it, Lifamim, suggests his own answers, and he's actually very sharp. There are different people write for it, but they're very sharp. So he suggests one answer, and I'll give you a different one. I can read it to you, it's English, whatever. Alternatively, one may suggest an answer as follows. Apparently, Rashi is ruling that since the person, by the way, it's not like there are achronim who address it, but no one gave actual any attempt to answer Rashi and actually accept the possibility that Rashi meant what he said. This was like the first person I saw who actually tried. The classic Chronim don't do it. Anyways, apparently Rashi is ruling that since the person was aware that his act constituted a Suffolk Avera, because he was warned, which the Torah prohibits, he can be punished for transgressing the Suffolk Avera, even if the Suffolk is never clarified. This may be compared to a case of a doubt about whether an act is prohibited, and a chazaka, or rove, states that the act is prohibited. Punishments of Malkos and Misa may be given in such cases, even though the person would be exempt from punishment, if it is discovered later that the act did not constitute a transgression. Why then is a person exempt from the Malkos? He's exempt because the rule of Hasra Safek is not a valid Hasra. This Hasra Safek is not subject to the normal Hasra Safek Machlokas, right? This is a different type. And then he brings proof for it. But basically, what's the claim that he suggests? Right? So he said, maybe it's not true that you can only be punished for a Vaday Avera. Right? There are cases where we punish based on Chazaka or Rov. Right? So what does that tell you? That punishment can actually be executed without total vados. It could be that Rashi is mechadesh, that this is that type of case, right? That when you, behasra, violate a suffix iser, it could be that at some level you are actually, just like we punish for rov or chazaka, we could punish for you actually violating a suffix. Now he doesn't explain why that would be. Isser is punished, right? It could be that Rashi has a big chiddush. Now, why would one say something like that? And this is, I think, a very big chiddush.
You can punish, but you can't because you have Hasra Safek.
But right. Meaning, if you did have Hasra Safek, you could, but if you did Hasra Safek, you couldn't. It would be a technicality. So I think the reason to say something like this,
wait,
I think
it's Hasra Safek is a protection.
Yeah, meaning the only thing that protects him is a Hasra Safek, not a Hasra Safek, right? That's the answer. Now, why would you say something like this? So I would suggest this as follows. Right?
Says Rashi.
The Gemara in Temura, Daf Dalet Daf Vav, has a very famous sugya. Machlog is Rav Abaye. Kol Milsad Av Rachmana Yavid Lo Mahani, or Yavid Mahani. Right? When the Torah says something is Usser, does that mean that it's usser, but it works? Or does it mean it's usser, and therefore it doesn't work? Right? For example, it's usser to shecht osav es b'no, right? So the second shechita is kshera, or the second and just usher, or the second shechita because it's usher is an invalid shechita. Okay. Now, lemaskana, the Gemara concludes that there's almost no nafkamina with these positions because it comes up with a gzeir sakasov in almost every case, with the exception of like one or two cases at the end of the sugya, and then the achronim try to figure out if there are others. But let's not get into those details. The Gemara though says if you hold kol milsa davar rachmana yavid lo mahani, right? So then, why are you punished? Right? If you say that if I try to marry a mamzer, it doesn't work, then why am I punished? I didn't, right? The isser is to marry a mamzer, and I didn't marry a mamzer or mamzeres. What? So the Gemara says, you're punished, kevan de...
Bayi.
Right, kevan de avar al milta rachmana, because I tried to violate God's will, right? I tried to violate God's will. And you find expressions of this notion in other places,
right?
For example, the Ritva claims in Makos that perhaps there is a shita that you are punished, that you can get malchus for pachos mikashir, but you can't get a karban pachos mikashir, right? That the shirum of the Torah of achila b'kezayis is only lesser karban, but not lesser linen malchus. And the Ritva suggests, and the Chazon Ish fleshes it out a little bit, why? Because why is it that a shear is important by shogeg and not by mezid? Because look, by shogeg, I violate an issur b'shogeg. So what makes it a significant enough action that I need to have violated kashir? The fact that I didn't mean to violate an issur. What makes it that I can't deny that I did and I have to bring a carbon is because there was an objective act done in the world. But if I do it b'mezid, right? So even if I didn't eat kashir, even if I ate, you know, a mashu of pork, I was still rebelling against God. So what could construe a shita that you would get malchus for that, even though it's not an objective isra achila? Right? But the very fact that I, you know, tried to eat an isra achila, so to speak, is enough to say it's asr because kevin da avaram isra rachmana. Right? In other words, you could reconceptualize isra and say the real reason you're punished is not for doing the action, but for having rebelled against God. If that's the case, one could suggest, and what this answer is basically getting at, I think, is to say that maybe what Rashi thinks is that when there's a state of suffic iser, it's not actually obvious that you don't get malchus for it, because if I bemaze it, violate something which I know is a suffic iser, it could be that I still rebelled against God, and in theory could be subject to malchus. What saves me in that case is that there's a technicality. Right, that in order to be punished, the people seeing it have to warn me, and they can't warn me because they don't know if I'm violating in an objective sense.
So then, every time that you ever do anything that says, hello, your punishment is twofold: one that you're rebelling against God, and the other one that you're over the Isser.
So that's true. That I think is a true statement, which is borrowed in the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin. That I think is true. The Gemara at the end of Kiddushin brings two parallel cases, right, and says, and I won't get into all the details, but says you need kapara, right, brings two cases. One, the case of eating b'shogeg, right, where you're chayev a karban, which shows that you're chayev at some level for doing a ma'aseh aveira without intent, right, and then these darshans from a pasuk, v'isha hafeiram, v'ashem, isha hafeiram, v'ashem yislach la, right, that when a woman makes a neder and her husband, I see your hand, just put it down, and I'll call you in a second, right, I'm going to finish my thought, right, that the pasuk says that if a woman makes a neder and her husband is mefer and she doesn't know, right, so isha hafeiram, v'ashem yislach la, her husband has nullified it, and then she violates the neder. Right? Since her husband has nullified it, Hashem will forgive her. And Rabbi Kiva is Doresh, Isha Hafeiram, Vashem Yislachla, the Isser doesn't exist and yet she needs Slicha. Right? Rabbi Kiva started crying because that shows that even someone who only intends to do an Isser, at some level needs Kapara. Right? So the Gemara, by bringing both sides, highlights that both of them at some level are sins. Right? The intent to do Navera without a Maisa Avera, and the Maisa Avera without the intent. Those are both something that requires kapara. A full avir has both, right? But each of them require kapara independently. So one possibility is that could be that Rashi thinks that that really when there's a suffix iser, in theory one could get malchus from the level of iser, maybe because I'm over on Muslim Rahman, I'm trying to rebel against God. Elamai hasra suffix. Okay. Adam, Natanael.
You established in the first part, though, that there are two,
So I don't know if that's true. If someone gives you Hasra, what's he saying, right? So the case is Hasra.
Well, okay.
No, that's not lazy. They say, you, if this is Usser, you should get Malkus. Right? And you say, Amanaskan and Iosa. I mean, what's Rashi, right? This answer suggesting that it has all the trappings of a normal case, right? Where two witnesses come and say, you should know that that is a Safek Yisr Osov Es Beno. And if you shech that, you might be violating an Yisr. And if you violate Yisr, you should be Chayv Malkus. And he says, Amanaskan and Iosa. Right? That's not lazy. Right? Anytime that you even... Okay, that's not lazy. That's still overall Mechmana. It's not by accident. It's on purpose. Right? Mumar L'Te'avon is not lazy. Right? It's just that he's weak. He's weak. Weak enough.
He doesn't get another knife.
Okay.
He has a bad knife now.
Okay, that's not laziness. Mumar L'Te'avon is not lazy. It's... No, it's not. It's weak. It's not lazy. Right?
Even another one. Right.
What?
Whether or not the meat's good or not, because he didn't check.
It's clearly rebellion against God. A mumar? What is mumar? It's clear.
Actual rebellion. What's that?
No, that's incorrect. No, Adam, that's wrong. There's different levels of rebellion. That's just wrong. A mumar is someone who rebels. That is who that is. Right?
That's the
meaning of the word.
It's rebellion, he just doesn't care.
No, the word mumar means to rebel. No, it means to rebel.
Or can we just define this part of the
Torah? No, that's the word. The word. I'm saying the word mumar. When the Gemara says mumar, it doesn't mean he's lazy. He's rebelling because he desires. Right? That's different than I want to spite God. Right? But that's different levels of rebellion. Right? Mumar l'hach is I rebel out of spite of God. Right? To make God angry. Mumar l'tayavon is I deny God because I desire. You want to call it lazy? It's still rebellion, right? This is not—it's not being derelict, right? It's not—I overslept and I missed Kriya Shema. It's right. I'm willing to eat treif because I, even when someone is warning me, right? Remember the case is hasra, right? If you do this, you are violating the will of God. You say Amenas Kain Ani Oset, right? That's not laziness. I think you have to rethink your terms of Amor Leite Avon. The Pashut Lo Nachon.
So the point we said from the Ritva in Malkus, we said he brings an idea which you said is not his own, that you can get Malkus for less than a shear, but not.
No, it's a day and Tanaim. He's explaining a day and Tanaim. A Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
We don't pask in that way, but at least it opens up a possibility.
Wait, and he gives the reason that what? The Ritva gives the reason that what?
Or that maybe the reason you mechag b'shin shogging mezit. Again, this is the Ritva combined with the Chazanish, and for now it's not important exactly how we parse who holds what. But the suggestion that is ola there is that maybe by shogig, where it's by karban, where there's no rebellion, that's why you need an objective shear. But if it's b'mezit, one could punish someone even without shear because it's still rebellion, whether or not there's an objective shear. Chaim. Again, there are problems with the Shita. Okay. There are extreme problems with the Shita.
I'm just asking that question.
If you violate, if there's a suffix, you're Chayv Hashem Talo. Yeah.
Can you be Chayv Hashem Talo and get Malko? Like, that seems odd. Right, according to the Shita, you could get.
You don't get Malkos. I mean, Rashi doesn't think you actually get Malkos.
You could be Chayav Malkos in some.
No, you can't. It could never happen.
You know, the Shetach is not possible, but theoretically.
No, it's definitionally impossible because you always need a Sravizav. You can never be punished. So it's not really.
I see what you're saying.
Okay, Kobe, and then I want to suggest one answer, and then
we'll be Chayav Malkos, right?
What?
You'll be Chayav Malkos.
I mean, depends. It depends on the case. These no, because they're only Malkos. It's only you're only Chayav Malkos by Chatas.
Every time you have a Sapek, it's a
by Karis. What?
We say that Sixagot, you'd be Hunter.
What do you mean?
When it comes to the, at least in the beginning, whatever.
Sixagot is there's no latest Sapek that there's nothing Usher.
But I'm saying the fact that there's a chance that you could be
the way Sixagot is complicated, you know that. But Sveksveka might just mean that there is no Leidus HaSafek, that halachically there is no question, that it's Mutter Mitar Zvadai. In which case, There's no question. Whether that's true or not, again, whether all this holds up depends if you think Sefik Daraisa L'Chumra is a Din Daraisa. If you think it's Darabanan like the Rambam, right, this whole thing would fall apart. This is just a theory for Rashi, right? We're not suggesting a theory for everybody, right? Everyone else disagrees with Rashi. Okay, one more suggestion I would suggest. Again, this is Mechudash, but you know, if you come up with other ones, please. Right, I talked to Rav Krumbine, you know, and I looked through all the Acharonim. No, he has any good answers. I'm just throwing out some theories. The other one is to say like this: as I mentioned before, right, the classic case of Hasra is two witnesses come, they tell the person about the violation of the Isra. What do they say? No, that if you
do Hasra, you will get.
If you eat Nevela, you will get Malkus. And he says,
I don't care.
Amenaske nani ose. And the Gemara has a fascinating lashon, and that is, why do you need Hasra? Because the guy has to be mater atzma lemisa. It comes up throughout Sanhedrin. He has to permit himself to death. Okay? So what does that mean? So it's very unclear what that means, right? I'm going to suggest a theory which is related to what I talked about. Mater atzma lemisa. It comes up many times in Sanhedrin, right? So what does that phrase mean? So it could mean, now there are some interesting theories that claim that really it means that you own your life and you have to give permission to give up your life, right? This is suggested in an article by Rav Israeli. I think one way of understanding that is to say as follows. It could be that we know, right, that Chazal really didn't like punishing people, right? We know that. When they only punished people if there was, you went through this whole crazy process of Hasra, Amanatska, and Yosef, and he did the Avera Toch de Dibor, etc., etc., etc. I think one way of conceptualizing that is to say that the way Chazal understood it is that simply violating an Isser is not actually reason enough to be punished. That violating this is not reason enough to be punished, right? The fact that the system is set up in such a way that it's near impossible to punish means that it's not technicalities, right? The Torah actually doesn't think that bikaron, people should be punished, right? What type of sin is worthy of punishment, right?
If you want to be punished.
Right, if... Right, if you rebel, right? Now we come back to it, right? Where I'm willing to stay pemole, I'm a naska and yosa, I know what I'm doing, right? By having Hasra and responding to Hasra, what do? You transform that Isser from even a regular mazid to not just a mazid, but a premeditated rebellious act. And it could be that the system of Hasra isn't saying that there's a technicality we need to, just tell, saying there's a technicality we need to know that you're doing a mazid, but rather saying that halacha only really punishes you for something you do with full cognizance, premeditated, and when I say I'm a naska neosa, and I say I'm doing it because I know this is rebellion and God is going to punish me, I'm mater asma lemisa, I'm bringing it on myself because I know what I'm doing, right? It ups the level, it transforms the level of mazid, right? From regular mazid to premeditated mazid. If that's the case, then it could be that the line between Hasra Sefik and Sefik Isser is actually not so great. Because what's the problem with Sefik Isser, right? Is that there might not be an Isser. But if you say that Hasra'a transforms the Isser, right, then what's the problem when there's Hasra Sefik? Not just a technical problem, but that is the only thing that can transform the Isser, the Heftes of Isser, into an Isser, which is Raya punishment, is a good Hasra. Right? So it could be that Rashi understood that Hasra'a's job is to transform the nature of Isser, and therefore just like the reason you don't get Malkus for Safik Isser is because there's something lacking in the Isser itself, the reason you don't get punished when there's something lacking in the Hasra is because you didn't manage to transform the Isser. Right, so another way of solving this problem would be to blur the line between Hasra Safik and Safik Isser, and to say both of them, the lack is not in the Hasra, but Hasra does something to the Isser itself, and therefore for both of them there's a lack in the Isser itself, in the Heftzah Shel Isser, in the Maisa Isser. What?
Well, can you just explain that last two sentences again?
Right, to say that if you say that Hasra, the reason Hasra is necessary is not just to be Havchen L'Shengu L'Mezid in the simple sense, but to actually transform the act into a rebellious act. Then just like the problem with Safek Isser, is that there's something lacking in the Isser you're doing, then when the Hasra is incomplete, it's not just a technicality. But when there's an incomplete Hasra, an incomplete Hasra cannot transform the Isser into the right type of Isser for punishment. Right? So that's another suggestion that I would throw out. I don't know whether it's a good suggestion or not. But just to summarize right, Rashi's bizarre position. So again, Rashi says in... And we didn't get to the second point, but okay, that's fine. Rashi says in several places, twice in the Limudim that we're doing just in Zman Kayetz, that in a case which seems to be a Safek Isser, the problem is really Hasra Safek, which is a severe problem. So different ways to solve it is either to deny the problem and get rid of the Girsa, or to say that really he understands what? With some of the Acharim. Or to find a reason to say that no, really he understands the real Isser is Safek Isser, but in addition there's a problem about Hasra Safek, and there are technical cases where there's a nafkamina to that, such as, right, the Rechlam Sover's case, right, where between the two Isurim, right, I either ate Nevela or I was over Osef Ismano, and therefore I'm Patzer even in that case, not because of Safek Isser, because there's no Safek Isser, because I know I violated one or the other, but it's because of Hasra Safek, because I can't warn, because I don't know which Isser I'm Chayev for. That's a technical way out, or to take a fundamental approach and say no. So either what I suggested, that maybe the difference between Hasra Safek and Safek Isser is not that far, because the role of Hasra isn't just L'Havchen Shogin L'Mezin in the technical sense, but to transform the Isser. And therefore, just like Safek Isser tells you the reason you don't get Malkus, so there's something lacking in the Avera I did, when there's Hasra Safek, I fail to transform the Isser. Or to suggest like the person the Daf El Daf, is that it may be really, Mikra Din, you are allowed to be, you should be able to be punished for a Safek Avera, like you can by Chazaka and Rov, and I would suggest that maybe one could bolster that position by saying that maybe really what you're being punished for is, again, this is similar to my answer, so maybe that's why it's influencing, I'm reading someone else's answer, which is the rebellion, and therefore even if something's not a Vada Yisr, maybe you can't even get Malkus, because Kavana, violating a Safek Yisr, could itself be taken as an act of rebellion, which would deserve punishment. So that's just an important sheet of Rashi to know, because it appears many places in Shas, but of them, both in Daf Pe and Pei Vav, so both in Osef Ismano and in Kisui Adam. I guess next week we'll move on to Kisui Adam, even though there was one small point I wanted to make in this parak, but whatever. Od Chazon.